Radio. You're listening to CryptoCurrent, the only podcast that explores the bold projects, exciting opportunities, and the growing reach of blockchain and cryptocurrency. Whether you've got skin in the game or you're just crypto curious, keep an open mind, enjoy the conversation, and stay CryptoCurrent. Now here's your host, Richard Carthon.
Are you a college student who currently is enrolled and wants to learn more about fintech? Well, look no further. We recently created CryptoCurrent Network, which is your new home for exploring the world of fintech. We're beginning to launch at various universities and are happier to announce our very first partners at Tulane University. Our goal is to provide you the knowledge that you need to learn more about financial technologies, cryptocurrencies, and blockchain, and so much more. If you want to take the first steps, please go to crypto-current.network and see how you can apply for your school today. And now for today's episode. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of CryptoCurrent. Your host here, Richard Carthon. And today I got a very special guest all the way out in Tel Aviv. We have Mr. Erez with Tukey. How are you doing today?
I'm very well. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Well, already using your amazing product, been able to help me grow our newsletter and then also able to make all kinds of cool smart links. But before we dive into that, give us a little bit of background on yourself.
So I'm Erez. I'm originally from Israel, now living in Tel Aviv. I've been working in the finance industry for about a decade, and about 7 years ago, I decided to move to the high-tech world, online marketing, online products. I've been working for a huge pro corporate, 16,000 people for a few years, and then opened my own business in the edtech area. I've been developing many products along my career, about 15, executed about five of them. And for the past 3 years, I'm working solely and fully on Tukey Network as a CEO and also head of product.
That's awesome. Well, I mean, the fact that you've already gotten focused into the technical lot, the tech side of business and have worked on amazing projects that have exited, you know, tell us about what was your first introduction into the crypto and blockchain space? Like what was that transition even like? Who introduced it to you? And then like, what made you decide like this is an area of focus that I want to kind of get into?
So I've been working in finance industry since 2003, 2004. And the first time I heard about Bitcoin, of course, it was somewhere around 2011. And I wasn't too techy at the time, but I just tried to look at Bitcoin and think of it as something parallel or similar to the traditional tools that we have in finance world. And the way I saw it, it's one stock with one exchange only dedicated to this stock, which is pretty amazing. But it took me another year to understand the biggest feature of Bitcoin, which is decentralization. The fact that people can do anything without the need for any permission. It's permissionless, trustless, etc. And the way I looked at it is like something that can be manipulated very easily and can be pumped very easily. And that's why I thought maybe this is something I shouldn't play with or enter into. It was also very hard to get to. It took me a few more years until 2016, until I decided I want to dive in a bit more. But the big boom, of course, happened in 2017. It was a pivotal moment. I remember it was the ICO of Bancor, one of the biggest, first one of its time, $153 million. Their office was only 100 meters from ours in the same street.
Wow.
And we started Tukey 3 weeks earlier. And my partner called me and said, "You heard the news? You told me what happened in the news. A war started, whatever. I don't know what you're talking about." He said, I was looking over all the news. I couldn't find anything. He said, no. You should go into like spaces you never knew before. And then I heard about what the Bancor did. And it just blew our mind. We just started Tukey 3 weeks earlier. And the pivot was a month later. We just started digging into crypto much more than before. I already had some Ether from before, but I had Ether before I even had Bitcoin eventually.
Yeah.
Thanks to a friend of mine who pushed me to buy it. It was like $120 or something like that.
Wow, nice. Yeah, I mean, ironically enough, my first intro into the crypto space as well, I first got into Ether, then went into Bitcoin, and then went into others. But you said, so around what 2016, like you said, you created Tukey. So explain what it is and like what made you come up with the concept, and, you know, flash forward into 2020, you know, what's been going on?
So actually, we started Tukey mid-2017. We started thinking of the idea in 2016, and I own some Ether from then. But it took us almost a year to start Tukey. And when we started Tukey, we didn't thought of Tukey as a project in crypto space. We just came up with a regular solution to the Web2 problem that we encountered. And the problem is that in today's world, if you want to have a good online marketing, there is a huge duopoly of Google and Facebook that holds about 70% of the market. And they're just killing everyone around. But we noticed one segment that is growing, and this is a segment that no one can beat: referral, word of mouth. This is something you would see with Uber, Airbnb, the big corporates. They will always offer you some referral program, but you will never see this in a small business or even a medium business. And the reason for that is because the integration to create links that track all the finance behind it is just too complicated and complex and expensive. But when I speak to small businesses, like even my yoga instructor or someone bigger, they would love to have a referral program. So when we started talking, we thought, okay, let's do some referral solution, very basic, which is going to be just taking a link and implement a pixel. A pixel is a tracking technology that Facebook and Google use, for example, into the link and give you back the link with the pixel in it already. You don't have to do anything beside that. And we will do everything, all the payments, and tracking for you. A month after we started the company, then we started learning about the possibility that maybe we can do this with crypto and we could do this with smart contract. And it was just like, you know, perfect match.
Not only that we can
do now the finance much easier, we can do it on a global scale. Not only that we can track people, and this is the biggest problem. How do you track people eventually, and how you incentivize them, how you give them rewards? You have to ask them for the bank account or the PayPal. You have to ask them for the email or phone number. Crypto solves all that. If a person, even passed anonymous, just giving you his crypto address, you can, you know, give him money. You can give him rewards. And we just shifted and we understood this is how we should develop it. The best thing, of course, is crypto is such a hot and interesting topic. It helped us brought the best people in the world to work with us. And thanks to that, we got our chief scientist and all the Tukey team members that working with us since almost, some of them 3 years, some less, which are some of the best in the space, in my opinion. Fast forward for 2020, we were working on Tukey since late 2017, the beginning of 2019. We started selling the Tukey tokens actually in the beginning of 2019 with soft contracts. But we launched the product, the first version, only in 2019. It was the first smart contract with the Tukey protocol was for token sale. It was a bit late for, you know, for token sale in 2019.
Right.
But we already shifted when we developed another product for donations. And then we started thinking of how we can do it on a mass scale. And we started working on the flagship product of Tukey, which is a PPC smart links. It's actually just taking any link in the world and convert it to be a smart link that can automatically track, record, and reward people for sharing it.
Yeah, and I want to interject real quick on that. And one of the first ways that I got connected to Tukey, and for everyone listening, it's the number 2 and the word key, K-E-Y, so Tukey. And it's very powerful in the sense of whenever you create one of these smart links, they have this on the back end that you can see how it is being shared across to multiple people, how it is layers deep. So you can see where the link starts and then how if one person shares it, all of the different webs that like come from it as well. It's very impactful just to see how quickly something can spread. And then also going back to something he brought up earlier about the referral program of how you can use, you know, some pay-per-click type links to have people refer you out and then have them be incentivized to actually share it. For anyone that is growing a business, you know how powerful it is to have someone be incentivized to share your content. And then to also have a very cool, clean way to be able to see it as well is pretty remarkable. And, you know, currently just, you know, we are using Tukey for a campaign to continue to grow our newsletter. And it has already shown huge dividends. We've had a ton of people already come and start coming into our newsletter by taking our online quiz of how crypto are you. If you haven't taken it, highly recommend checking it out. But definitely want everyone listening right now to go and learn more about Tukey and to check out how powerful their smart links are. If you want to expand a little bit more about, you know, how people can like sign up using your smart links and get all that set up.
For sure. So maybe I'll share my screen to show even a demo. It'll be easier.
For sure. And for everyone listening, this is a special. If you're not following us on YouTube, you can go on our YouTube channel, watch this episode as well that you're listening to, and you'll be able to watch along as there is shows how this all works. So go ahead.
So let's start with what is a smart link? A smart link is a link, any link in the world you can take, any HTTP link, which is 99.9% of the links in the world, which is a link that has the Tukey protocol integrated with the link. What is the Tukey protocol does? Tukey protocol cryptographically detects any ERC address on your device. And if you don't have one, we are creating one for you on the fly and storing it in the link itself by the exact order, all the addresses of all the people that share the link. Eventually, what we're creating is a full referral map, a full distribution map of how your information is spread along the internet. The Tukey links, the Tukey smart link, how it looks like, it's a link that has a hash. So you can take any link that you like. It could be, for example, ethereum.org, convert it to a Tukey link. It will be like tukey.me/hash. And that hash is changing every time a new user is sharing it with someone else in his chain. It can be one person. It can be endless amount of people. You can put it on Twitter and even 1,000 people can click on it. And each one of them will have a different link. And every time they share it, they will share a different link signed only to them. With this technology, we created Tukey Network, which is a referral program, but referral platform, but not a regular one. So let me show you an example. This is, for example, the Tukey news and announcement channel on Tukey Network. And here are some of the campaigns that we run in the past couple of weeks. Here's the one that we had about a few weeks ago about our listing on Bitum Global. We just wanted to promote this link. It's a blog post of the exchange. And here you can see really nicely the power of multi-step incentive. Our organic reach was somewhere a little bit less than 100 people. But with a bit less than 100 people, and it's a bit big graph and hard to see here, eventually we were able to reach 920 people, generating 236 clicks and 97 approved clicks. So we took our organic reach and we multiply it by 10. And this is nothing compared to results that we had in the past couple of weeks. We had even 1,000x. Someone that had 20 people in organic reach and reaching 20,000 people.
Right. Now, and real quick, something I want you to speak to really fast. So if somebody were using like a Facebook or a Google to run this kind of campaign or to get this out there, like they would be paying a considerably more amount to try to get these results.
Yes. So what's nice about referrals is not only that you don't have to go over the click bid wars that Google has or just paying without knowing your results in the end. With Tukey, you set all the parameters of the campaign. You can set the dates, the amount per click, the target audience. So eventually you just pay per click. So not only clicks in general, we have about 12 checkups. Most of them are secrets behind the scene, very deep technology to prevent spam and bots. So this is the difference between clicks and approved clicks. We are not approving all the clicks. If someone, for example, would open the same link from the same device or the same browser more than once, we would count it only once. If it's not one of your target audience, we won't count it at all. And this is the difference in the color here. A red, for example, represents someone which is not an approved click. It doesn't mean that the person didn't open or saw your link. He saw it. You just don't have to pay it. And this guy, which is an approved, this one didn't click. Look for a green one. This one, which is approved click. Okay. We had like many campaigns in the last couple of months. We just launched it 3 months ago, the version one of Tuki Smart Links, and we are pushing new versions in about every 3 to 4 weeks.
Go ahead.
Yeah, and I just want to say, the biggest obstacle that we had is, of course, like the whole industry, we are suffering from the high gas cost of Ethereum at the moment. So we've been shifting in the last 6 weeks to fully working on improving our layer two. And this is another thing which I should mention. Tuki has also a layer two. All the tracking of the links doesn't involve any gas when people are sharing the links. There is a touch with layer one of Ethereum only twice. The first time when we deploy the smart link, and the second time when the smart link ends, and then we distribute all the rewards. This beautiful map is happening on our layer two in the protocol itself. And now what we are doing, we are even taking those two last points of touch with layer one, and we are moving them to layer two. So eventually, in about a month from now, you can deploy a smart link for totally free. It will be deployed on our layer two, and we'll just copy it to layer one once a day. And all the rewards distribution will happen in a batch transactions, also every once a day. So for the contractor, the person who created the smart link, he won't have to pay nothing.
And why that's powerful. So let me try to break this down and correct me if I'm wrong, Erez, but basically, Tuki was built on top of the Ethereum platform. So typically, whenever you do something on top of Ethereum, it takes gas to be able to make those transactions happen. So after the initial transaction of just getting the smart contract completed, instead of every time someone clicking on your link having to distribute gas to do that, because you are a two-layer, that doesn't have to happen. It happens on your own platform, which is allowing it to be able to be free, correct?
That's correct. Of course, this comes on decentralization, which we come in a bit postponed. It won't be on the spot. It will take a few hours. But with a product like ours, I think the big benefit is the product itself at the moment. And the decentralization will be fully solved once ETH 2.0 will come to life, or once we will solve it ourselves.
Right.
But right now, the usability is much more important.
Right, which is great. And what is important about this as well is that because you're trying to solve this problem, as soon as y'all kind of crack this, it's going to kind of open up the floodgates of opportunity for Tuki to be used in a ton of different ways and areas. And also for all the listeners today, even if you aren't involved necessarily in the crypto blockchain space, you could use Tuki for pretty much anything, correct?
Exactly. Tuki was built from day one for mass adoption. We always thinking Tuki to be one of the leaders in taking crypto space from 50 million people to 500 million people. And how we do that? With few things that we've built. First of all, we build the wallet. In-app wallet. So if you don't have a MetaMask or Ledger that you can use, of course, with Tuki, you can just use it without having a wallet. Not only that, you don't have to create a wallet when you are onboarding into the network and when you are using one of the links. You will have to do it only once you have real incentive on the table to take. Only once you have referral reward to claim, only then we will ask you to create a wallet. And you don't have to create one on a third party. You can just do it with us very simply and easily. The second thing is, with our layer two, what we are doing, we are creating addresses to all the people that don't have addresses, like 99% of the people in the world, that using smart links. So people can use smart links without even knowing that there is a blockchain technology behind it, and they will be exposed to it only once they come to claim the rewards. This is, in my opinion, one of the biggest factors in order to bring a good user experience, in order to bring the next wave of people into crypto space.
Definitely. I mean, usability and just thinking about the end user experience top of mind is invaluable and super important to creating mass adoption and to making sure that this spreads even further outside of just the crypto and blockchain space. It's really cool. And one of the reasons I was really excited to bring you on the show was, even though this is a crypto and blockchain focused podcast platform, it is utilizing the technology to expand past just this world. And there's so many projects and things that are being built, especially when it comes to blockchain, that just go so much further than just crypto. And so it's really cool that you've been able to create a platform that utilizes all of these amazing features that expand into a greater population across all kinds of different businesses and just use cases. So really cool project. Really excited that you're working on this, and I'm happy that we're getting to work together in this capacity. Now, I know that you've been in this space for a while and that you've seen all kinds of really cool projects that are in this space. You know, what are some right now that you're kind of paying attention to?
Wow, so this is a crazy time to ask that question. If you asked me this a few months ago, I will give you probably just the answer of two or three. Today it's about 20 or 30. But sure. I'm trying to spend at least like 2 hours a day just, you know, to keep track on all the developments that's going on around with the space. And one of the reasons is we also a Tuki. We are not a DeFi product. We are calling ourselves DMAR, decentralized marketing, which is something that is pretty new, and I believe it will come in the next year or so. But we do want to help people that use Tuki and people that own the Tuki token to benefit from the great DeFi tools that are out there in the space. This is one of the reasons, for example, we launched last week Dex's marketplace inside the Tuki wallet. So you could straight from the Tuki wallet, and let me show you this, for example. Straight from the Tuki wallet, you can just make a swap, and not only a regular swap. This is the Tuki wallet, and this is the same interface that you will see if you're using MetaMask or Ledger with Tuki, for example. You could see who gives you the best rate. But not only that you get the best rate, it will also show you what's going to be the gas cost, which is a huge factor these days. Now, the reason we built all this product is exactly because we understood that people eventually, they don't want to go around and use too many tools. They would prefer to have a one-stop shop. And here, into this tool, we want eventually to integrate the best platforms, to integrate the best platforms you can swap tokens at. So, as you see, Kyber and Uniswap are the first two that we integrated. Kyber was the first one that we listed Tuki token at 3 months ago, which was very good. But just 2 or 3 weeks later, we listed it also, or I would say signed it into Uniswap. So Uniswap, in my opinion, and this is something I thought from day one, Uniswap is a killer product. It's a product that could potentially kill exchanges, really kill all the exchanges in the world, or Uniswap alike. The fact that you can give all the business model of exchanges to the people, in this case, the liquidity providers, is just amazing. And yeah, we are putting a huge focus into Uniswap ourselves these days. Another project was looking at Curve. So it's a very interesting project, very complex, very complicated. But there is a reason why you see Curve right now. I would see number two in DeFi world in holdings these days. The ability to make pools that are a combination of a few tokens. This is just an expansion, an amazing layer to Uniswap. The third one is Aave, what used to be Ethland. So Aave, this is something we want to even integrate into Tuki eventually. It's a real life use case. You know, people are borrowing and lending, and eventually, if you want crypto space and DeFi tools to get mass adoption, you have to start taking the old industries, and this is one of the biggest old industries in the world, the lending industry. So I think these are three great projects in the DeFi world. If I have to look at, I would put my eye on. And there's another one that could be promising, but it's not coming for now, which is Banker V2. It has a big promise, Banker V2. It could potentially eliminate the permanent loss problem with AMMs. It's not coming yet. They have some technical issues around it, but if they will be able to solve it, this is something totally worth following and getting
into. For sure. Yeah. And thank you for putting those different projects on there. I'm definitely going to be checking those out, especially I'm already been looking at Uniswap, and I agree. I mean, it is powerful. It is a very powerful tool, and it, in the long run, just like you said, could eliminate a ton of its competitors. I think it's one of those first big movers that really could just absolutely begin to take over the space. So thanks for putting that on everyone's radar. But also, what is something in the next like 1 to 3 years in the crypto and blockchain space that you think we are beginning to make a shift to that you think other people should be aware of?
So I believe that crypto space kind of reached its limits within the space. You know, the next wave should come from people like my wife or my mom, you know, people that are not that techy. And yeah. any product that it will eliminate, the user experience of Web3 and make it the same as Web2 will just succeed, in my opinion. So what I would look at in the next couple of years is for products as such. The second thing is, I really believe in the fundamental layer that the world at the moment is going into some economic turbulence, maybe something that will push crypto people into crypto without even the need of crypto to do anything. People will just try to save their assets, to save their money. They will understand this amazing tool and they will just make the effort to learn how to use it. So I think that another thing that we should look at is educational tools. Anyone that is around the education, and this is something you do. Any podcast, any blog, and there are a few like Defiant and Bankless that I really like, that I see in the space, they're doing a really good job. I think that they're just going to be like exploding with interest in the near future. So as many more influencers and people from the community will educate more people around, it will be very good for the space. If I have to, you know, to give a focus for like 5 years from now, I would say you would see Bitcoin and Ethereum in the same level as the currencies of the top 50 currencies of the world, maybe even top 30. And this would be just something that makes sense to people. And people would say, you know, like, why didn't I bought a land in Manhattan when I could 50 years ago? It will be exactly the same. Why didn't I bought some of these amazing digital assets when I could?
Yeah, I agree. And thank you for putting that on everyone's radar. And for everyone listening, of course, as I always say, like, none of this is financial advice, but it's also one of the things where it's still so early and it's still, from a relative standpoint, so easy and affordable to get into crypto and to get some and to have an ability to hedge against where the, just like Areza said, the world currency is headed and how there might be a shift to hedge against local currencies to the digital side and looking at some cryptos. It's a really good opportunity right now in this moment to be looking at ways to get involved and to potentially find ways to purchase your own after doing your own research and figuring out what it is that makes the most sense to you. So, Areza, I really appreciate your time. I appreciate you showing us how Tukey works and for putting these other projects on our minds. But, you know, what is a final thought that you want to leave with all of our listeners here today?
Eventually, let's not forget why we started, why we are going into crypto. It's not only about money. It's about something much bigger. In my opinion, the capitalism changed the world, not in the right way in the last couple of years. There's too much power with too little people. You know, we need to redistribute wealth. This is why we are here for. In my opinion, I'm not sure crypto would be able to do it. I think so. I believe so. I want it to happen. But this is much more important than anything else. If you can redistribute power, if you can bring the poorest people in the world to have access to finance tools, this would be the biggest success of crypto space, more than anything else, more than making yield farming or making money. And with us at Tukey, for example, we want to do the same for like businesses that just want to promote themselves. They don't have to go and spend money with, you know, platforms that they don't know what they're going to get, and just empowering their own communities. This is the best thing for everyone's sake, and it's a win-win for everyone involved. So I welcome you to, you know, to just join the train. And if you're new to crypto, by the way, and you just said like, it's not a financial advice. If you just go to Tukey and open a wallet, you can buy some Ether with your credit card. We have a credit card solution accepted in 180 countries, 50 fiat currencies, very easy to use.
Awesome. Well, thank you for that final note. And for anyone that's looking to get involved, Erez just said, here's a great first step that you potentially can take. But what are some ways that people can connect with you and learn more about Tukey?
So we have a few public channels. And the best one I would say is if you're into Telegram, we have two Telegram groups. One is just for news and announcements, just a couple of messages a week. And another one is chat, a forum for everyone to speak. We have a Twitter channel. And of course, the website tukey.network has all the links to our YouTube channel, Twitter, LinkedIn, etc. You're welcome to follow us. And the most important, the best thing to do is just to try Tukey. Go and create your smart links. One of the best things that we launched just last week is zero gas cost smart links deploy for links with no rewards. With rewards, it will come in about 4 weeks from now. So you can just go into Tukey, create yourself an account with Tukey links, and then take any link in the world that you like, make it a smart link, and just track how people are sharing it on the web, track its virality. And once you're ready to go to the next step, even give them some incentive to do so. For now, there is an incentive, by the way, even with links with no rewards. We have in Tukey what we call the reputation program. So we're giving people reputation points that are later translated into tokens with our token, which is traded and listed in like 9 exchanges. So the incentive is real and is there.
Awesome. Well, again, I really appreciate you explaining all that. For everyone listening, make sure you go check out Tukey. And also for everyone listening, stay cryptocurrent.
Hey, Cryptocurrent crew, we want to give a quick shout out to all of our faithful listeners out there. It's been an amazing journey, and we really appreciate your support throughout the years as we've been growing as a community. Each episode, we decided that we would start sharing some of the reviews that you are leaving for us. And so for today, we would like to share this review. Today's review comes from Just a Sapien. Cryptocurrent is a valuable resource to learn about crypto and all the builders in the blockchain space. Keep up the great work. We sincerely appreciate this review and all reviews, and would like to ask that if you are enjoying our show, to please take a quick moment to go and leave a review on our podcast so that hopefully we can be highlighting your review next. Hi, everyone. Thanks for listening to another episode of Cryptocurrent. For more information on this episode and all of our episodes, please visit us at www.crypto-current.co. Want to stay up to date in the latest news in cryptocurrency? Sign up for our newsletter today. You'll receive daily emails Monday through Friday that are personalized and curated content specific to you and your interest, powered by artificial intelligence. You can either go in our show notes or go to our website to sign up today. Are you an accredited investor looking to invest in cryptocurrency? Crescent City Capital can help. Go to crescentcitycapital.com for more information. Hello, everyone. I hope you're enjoying the quality of this podcast. I can only thank my amazing producer, Andrew DeRitter, with DeRitter Productions, who has put this together. If you have any podcast, visual, or video needs, please go to DeRitterProductions.com. That's DERITTER Productions.com.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Cryptocurrent with Richard Carthon. We'll be back with more exciting developments from the world of blockchain and cryptocurrency next week. But until then, stay cryptocurrent. Please use available exits now.